Blog Talk Radio.
Reading from Funny Times Magazine, July 2015. Manilow. I was chomping at the bit to get out and have a little fun. Now that the kids were grown, I wanted to get back to living my life, and I thought a concert would be just the thing. I heard on the radio that Barry Manilow was coming. I dug out my old vinyls and sashayed down memory lane while Manilow belted out the tunes. By the time my husband came home, I'd already ordered the tickets. Idolatry is a funny thing. In my mind, Barry Manilow was the image that graced his album covers. A flawless face, a prominent nose, sandy-colored curls that framed his smoldering eyes. Imagine my shock when he took the stage. In all my naive excitement, I neglected to do the math. A trait that goes way back. Barry Manilow is 71 years old, and I think it's safe to say he's had some work done. His lips were stuck in a forced grin, his cheekbones popped out like ping pong balls, and his hair looked like the kind you remove at night. Horror set in, he struggled through the toned down sets, gradually attempting to bust a geriatric move that would pass for dancing. When he queued up the Christmas carols in July, boredom struck, and I resorted to revising some of the iconic lyrics for my own amusement. Looks like we made it out of the Medicare donut hole to completely free drugs. Good God, is he doing a cha-cha? Go get me another wine and remind me to check Groupon for chemical pills, I said to my husband. Did you see the price of the drinks? Yes, get me two while you're up. You're starting to sound like my father. Somewhere in the night we'll know everything lovers can know about 4-hour erections and low T. You should probably have your prostate checked, I said, knocking back some wine. My sciatic is kicking in, he said, adjusting his leg. Oh, Mandy, you gave me meds and stopped me from shaking. I need a bed bath today, oh, Mandy. Maybe we should look in the long-term care plan. Who's going to take care of us when we're old and incontinent? I whispered between sets. Isn't that what we had all those kids for? I'll start working on the guilt angle to guarantee they won't let us down in our hour of need. You know I can't smile without dental work. I can't smile without implants. I can't laugh and I can't sing. I'm finding it hard to eat anything. We should get our passports renewed. You never know when we'll have a dental emergency and need to head to Mexico. I hear it's real cheap. Sure, there's a language barrier, but nothing that can't be overcome with hand gestures and loud talking. The show was over in 80 minutes, and we all filed out in orderly fashion, shuffling toward our Grand Marquis and Oldsmobile in the parking garage. I guess concerts have become a thing of my past, like high heels and Vegas turnarounds. I was becoming my mother. It won't be long now until I'm wearing droopy knee highs and with cockroach killer shoes and making my only right-hand turns. Wow, that was depressing, I said on the ride home. That's about what I expected. He's old. I didn't have the heart to tell you, but the guys at the office have been razzing me ever since I told them we were going. He's sort of a punchline now. Yeah, but I started then trailed off. He was right. I was clinging to the past just like the old Barry. That night, out on the town, searching for my elusive youth, I had my Manilow moment. I will never again be that girl headed to the concert with some weed and lighter in her back pocket to Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. Every now and then I'll hear the songs that some aging rocker will be performing at the casino. I'll ask my husband if he wants to go, and his answer is always the same. Manilow, I remember my follies. Okay, here's the next one. The doctor will see you now. The other day, my wife and I were driving along in our car when I complained of having a bellyache. My stomach was making prolonged sounds as if I'd swallowed a litter of kittens. They were all calling for help. My wife nodded firmly. You're over 50, man. You need to get a colonoscopy. I cringed. My wife turns the old man, and it's supposed to be a loving term, but I didn't see it that way. Somehow, just a couple of years ago, I passed that magic best if used by date, and now just about anything that goes wrong is likely to be the beginning of the end. Where 10 years ago a sore tummy meant ice cream, now it means getting checked out from stem to stern by someone with a paper mask and rubber gloves. Spots on my skin were no longer just spots on my skin. They're possible melanomas. A sore left shoulder is a possible love tap on the chest by the Grim Reaper. Up until age 50, your average man, and believe me, I'm very much the average man, is like a car with less than 100,000 miles on the odometer. Things simply go wrong that often, and when they do, they're easily fixed. During that break-in period, if something really, really bad happens, most often it's because you either mistreated your vehicle or did something stupid. A man after 50 is similar to a car after 100,000 miles. Like a man over the half-century mark, a car that has logged that many miles often starts to smell a little funny, has trouble going in the morning, and it probably isn't your first choice for any long trips. It leaks from places you can't figure out. Every so often it blows a black smoke out of its tailpipe. Soon after passing that best if used by date, it starts spending more time in the repair shop than it does on the road. The worst part for me is that my first 5 decades on this planet, I made a point to avoid medical attention whenever possible. I got a checkup for life insurance policy 10 years ago, and I figured that insurance people figured I was worth the risk. I was probably okay. They were betting a whole lot of money on my health for just a low monthly fee. It was like a corporate endorsement. When I ripped the leg muscle so bad that I couldn't put any weight on it, I got an ace bandage and borrowed a cane from my father-in-law. Once when I lost a major filling, I actually filled it myself with some tooth putty I found at CVS Pharmacy, no lie, and then put off going to the dentist for 6 months. When the dentist saw my work, she was impressed and a little horrified. Some of the looming sense of doom comes from the drug ads on TV. They all seem to be aimed at 50 and over crowd trying to convince you that you have diseases that you've never even heard of before. The shingles virus may be lurking inside of you. If you suspect you have COPD, call your doctor. A 1-2 punch. If you have something seriously wrong with you and want you to take the drug for it, here's a list of side effects you can expect. To make matters worse, they invented the internet so you can run a laptop and look up the symptoms and possible consequences. While I am sure there's authentic medical advice on the web, you'll never find it. Instead, you find endless sites where people just like you describe their medical problems and tons of other people. People with names like Angie768 and LovinSpoonful454 chime in to tell you they're goners. The other week, I got a legal notice from my insurance company telling me soon there would be a change in my premiums on my insurance policy. One that provided a boatload of dough where I to keel over in mid-column. I could still be insured, but my payments would go up slightly by 1,000%. Once I hit that magic number of 55, they said I would no longer be such a good bet. It's enough to give an old man a tummy ache. Bye, American. Okay, here we go. My parents grew up in the era when Americans still produced the majority of products we used. Our town was noted for steel and ladies' undergarments. The community stood behind these products with pride, especially the brassieres. Today, the last of the mill buildings was torn down. A UPS store that the local methadone lab used to ship its product replaced by the garment factory. I graduated from a class of 412 students. Years later, local schools canceled their football programs because they lacked students needed to fill a roster. When my alma mater became the Office of Unemployment Security, my parents returned to their roots and vowed to purchase only products made in the USA. The shoe industry was experiencing gigantic losses this year. Growing up, Mom had one pair of shoes. Chances were your feet grew before your shoes wore out. Mom didn't have many brands of brand new shoes. The fact is set off a psychological imbalance in Mom. The jokes about women who owned a garage full of shoes could be traced to my mother as a source. I couldn't imagine Mom giving up her obsession. You really giving up buying shoes? I questioned her on a recent visit. If they're not made here, I'm not buying. The last foreign pair fell apart. Yeah, well, we're not buying crap that goes straight to the landfill after using it 3 times. You pay people lousy wages and you get what you pay for, Dad said. My parents had a point. The last shirt I bought disintegrated in less than 6 washings. The people here need better paying jobs, Dad said. That comment was aimed at me. Buy American. Insure your kid with you. No chance for unemployment for employment at the local meth lab. Dad would kick my ass on top of being homeless. I won't exploit another person's dignity to be able to buy cheap clothes and shoes. You would think about the conditions overseas workers and their measly paychecks. You can't be okay with unemployment numbers here either. I commiserated with the measly paychecks part and did a mental inventory of stuff that's my home. I support my fellow Americans, and I came up with shampoo and cleaning projects, but nothing which cleaned my conscience. I've sold my soul for a set of plastic cups shaped like tiki dudes. Thanks, Mom, Jiminy Cricket, in my life. What type of American-made products did you find? Mom recited a list of cars, rocking chairs, glassware, wine, American flags, socks, cigarette lighters. It still came lifetime guarantee. The lighter sounded great, but my parents didn't smoke. I added cigarettes to the list, but that could ensure more domestically produced cancer drugs. I was disturbed by the absence of clothing. What happened when your clothes wear out? That should take about 2 weeks, Dad said. We won't replace our clothing with an item not produced in the USA. Mom wasn't a knit or crochet type woman. I can imagine a phone call from my parents' neighbor, Bob. Hey, you might want to do something about your parents. They're sitting in rocking chairs around the campfire, sipping glasses of wine and waving American flags. I wouldn't see a problem with this. I'd probably grab a pack of hot dogs and join them until Bob told me my parents were wearing socks and only socks. Naked parents, just a thing to return our country to domestically produced products in a booming economy. Okay, next story. Turn the page. That one. That one. I'm trying to find something. Here we go. News of the weird. I get it turned over and it's not easy. Okay, news of the weird. Unclear on the concept. At Australia's 6th Annual National Disability Summit in Melbourne, all of the speakers except one were able-bodied. That person in a wheelchair had to be lifted up on the stage because there was no ramp. Furthermore, the disabled activists in attendance told Australian Broadcasting Corporation that the disabled section's table was in the back of the room. The food tables were elevated to accommodate standards, and one accessible toilet was being used as a storage space. The continuing crisis, the recent gun and baby carrying workshop in Johnston, Iowa, was so successful, instructor Melanie Lauer and Crossroads Shooting Sports owner Tom Hudson planned more. Lauer insisted that she does not necessarily encourage baby-holding mothers to arm themselves, but if she chooses, the safety would, of course, require that she be familiar with the tricky procedure of drawing, aiming, and firing, even though she might be wearing a baby in a sling in the front of her body. Hudson, noting the fast-growing market of gun sales to women, said scheduling a workshop was a no-brainer. Questionable judgments. Pioneering British facial surgeon Ninian Pickett, 63, facing medical practitioners' tribunal in Manchester, was accused by a witness of repeatedly having punched one patient in the face during a procedure in order to straighten out a fracture. Dr. Pickett acknowledged having used his hands to manipulate the bones in the patient's face, calling it routine surgery avoiding procedure sometimes required for extensive injuries. Two airport screeners at Denver International collaborated on an ongoing ploy in which one, a male, signaled to female colleagues that he had spotted an attractive male passenger in line that he might like to grope. The female would then suddenly notice an anomaly in the screening and would ask the passenger to stand aside so the male agent could inspect him further by genital and posterior fondling over his clothing. The two agents were fired in February after Transportation Security Administration investigator, having alerted to the scheme, observed it in action. Leading economic indicators. In the face of jokes about proliferating airline charges, the British economy lined EasyJet added another fee recently. If EasyJet, on its own canceled a flight at charges a fee of £10, about $15, to notify third parties. The airline said even though its own decision created the issue, it must nonetheless cover its costs to provide cancellation notices to passengers who missed connection or who need to provide verification to collect on private travel interruption insurance. Counting the only pool of bonus money, not regular salaries, employees of New York Securities Industries in 2014 earned roughly twice as much as the total income paid to all employees of the United States who had worked full-time at federal minimum wage. The statistic from a report for the Institute of Policy Studies, reinforced by a University of Michigan professor using figures from the New York State Comptroller and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Wait, what? A court in Munich, Germany ordered a dentist, identified only as K, to pay the equivalent of about $21,000 to a patient, Alex, for pulling out all his teeth, 19, over 4 weeks of treatment as a remedy for his schizophrenia and erectile dysfunction. A dentist had testified that Alex had too much bone inflammation for ordinary fillings. Kay made his own claim for the equivalent of about $54,000 for the damage to his professional reputation that the trial had caused, but the court rejected it. Least competent criminals. Nico Japan, a convicted murderer in a 2013 spree. Nico Jenkins, a convicted of murder in 2013 spree and trying to avoid a scheduled sentencing hearing, recently self-mutilated for a second time when he was told by a judge in Omaha, Nebraska, which he told a judge in Omaha, Nebraska, was evidence of mental disorder that should render him ineligible for death row. Jenkins told the judge that a serpent god had ordered him to carve a number of the beast on his forehead, but apparently because he was looking into a mirror as he carved, the forehead display more resembled an upside-down 999 than it did a 666. Donating for dollars. Already healthy people who could donate blood, sperm, and eggs, but now the nonprofit Open BioMe offers $40 for donation of bowel movements to supply fecal transplants for patients who, with nasty C. difficile bacterial infections. Healthy contents are transported into the infected gut via endoscope or frozen swallowed capsule so that good bacteria drive out the antibiotic-resistant bad. Over 2,000 transplant units have been shipped to 180 hospitals so far. BioMe allows daily donations so that bonuses a donor could earn $13,000 a year. However, extensive medical questioning and stool testing is required. Only about 4% of potential donors have the exquisite enough feces to qualify. The job of researcher. California State University Los Angeles researcher Mark Kubasak spent about 2,500 hours or 12 hours a day training 40 brain-damaged rats to walk on a treadmill. After sewing little vests to tether the critters, suspended to a robotic arm. The work paid off, though, according to Popular Science magazine. Doctors in Poland and the University of College of London used his procedures to help a man with a damaged spine. In the middle of the project, Kubasak developed a rodent allergy and was forced to wear a bodysuit every day with a respirator. Ironies. UK's Bedfordshire police were searching for a thief who ran off without paying for his Jesus arm tattoo at the Red INC Luton studio to go with his Only God Can Judge Me inking on his other arm. In fact, the shopkeeper also believes the man swiped the equivalent of $1,500 cash from the drawer when he momentarily was alone in the studio. Former Virginia State Delegate Joseph Morrissey, already scheduled for trial for submitting false documents in one case, was foiled in qualifying for the state Senate primary because 750 of the 972 voter signatures he submitted were found to be bogus. He was sworn in as a delegate while wearing an ankle monitor as part of the sentence for having sex with an underage girl, but resigned to run for the Senate. The ancient art of yoga was supposed to offer a path to inner peace, wrote the Wall Street Journal, before launching into a report about how many yoga classes these days are so crowded that inner peace seekers are more likely to find to either see throughout their session or to openly confront floor hoggers. Explained one coach, people who are practicing yoga want Zen. They don't already have it. The U.S. Patent Office approved Google's application covering robot software that mimics human personalities, voice, and mannerisms, using a variety of moods, happiness, fear, surprise, which notable use that family members might employ and continue to interact with a loved one after he's passed. One disquieting possibility might allow the deceased person to be directed to act in ways that the person never acted while alive. A curious woman, inspired by her own mother's attachment to her unlaundered pillowcase following her death of her dad, has partnered with France's Université du Havre to produce a person's bottled scent by processing old clothing. A fall rollout is planned with a probable retail price of about $600. Democracy in action. Just west of Ferguson, Missouri is Kinloch, population 299, where the newly elected mayor, Betty McRae, was unable to start work on April 23rd because of the losing administration merely locked her out of City Hall, impeaching her for voter fraud in the election despite the St. Louis County election officials having already certified her victory. Her two predecessors, one was also locked out of office by the police, and the other had to go to court to get the job back after admitting that he missed child support payments. The Redneck Chronicles. Austin Hatfield, 18, reported to the emergency room after being bitten on the lip by a venomous cottonmouth viper in Winnemucca, Florida. According to police and Fish and Wildlife Commission spokesman, Hatfield had been keeping the recently caught snake on an ordinary pillowcase on his bed when it got out. Hatfield ungracefully recaptured it. The bite was not fatal. According to a witness questioned by the Jacksonville, Florida Sheriff's Office on the scene after shots were reported at a Murphy's gas station, one customer had fired at another, hitting him in the foot because he felt that the customer was staring at him while he pumped gas. Suspicions confirmed. Controversial ex-Greenpeace campaigner who years later turned against the environmental group's program walked out of an interview for a French documentary in which he assured viewers that Monsanto's Roundup weed killer was safe for humans. You can drink the whole quart of it and it won't hurt you, Patrick Moore told an interviewer. The interviewer then offered Moore a swig of Roundup he had on hand. I'd be happy to, actually, Moore reportedly said on camera, and then quickly changed his mind. No, I'm not an idiot. At that point, Moore declared the interview was finished. Finished. In New York City, someone could be fired for being too nice. Doorman Ralph Bodie, 41, was dismissed from his job in an upscale New York apartment building because he did too many favors for tenants, according to a New York Post report. Bodie said he gave his life to his residents on the 27th Tower in Queens, but the upper management thought his extra kindness violated the building policy and ordered his dismissal despite a tenant petition. Prison breaks. In Latin American countries are often staged with the cooperation of corrupt guards. However, escape by 28 inmates at the Nova Mutum prison near Cuba, Brazil, was engineered by three make-believe dominatrix in police costumes who playfully handcuffed the guards, knocked them out, which said is an unlocked cells. The guards were found the next day, still handcuffed and naked. Wall Street Miracle. Two instances of gleaning inside and using it to buy stock options were executed so quickly it took 3 seconds each. The experts consulted for a Slate.com analysis said they couldn't possibly have been made by human securities traders. Their conclusion, a robot so intelligent exists that it can read a newswire report analyze it for hints about whether to place bets on the company's future price and execute the order before human traders even finish reading the news report. Profits on the second's long trade, $2.4 million on one and between $1 and $2 million on the other. New World Order. Millions of sports fans draft their own fantasy sports teams. And even the bass fishing tournament circuit has its fantasy league where the fans select anglers good at exploiting choice spots on the lakes. Alaska Dispatch News reported for the fourth straight year there would be an Iditarod fantasy league with a salary cap of $27,000 to pick the seven mushers with the best chances to push their dogs to victory, with all starts going for around $6,000 and promising rookies selling for much less. A News of the Weird Classic. You're not going to like this, warned NPR's Robert Krolwich about to deliver a February 2011 story about a visionary robotics developer, James Auger and Jimmy Lozo, who created a carnivorous clock supposedly able to power itself for 12 days merely on the carcasses of 12 dead house flies, which the clock traps with flypaper and then mechanically razors in two. The pair also showed a prototype of a coffee table that catches mice by luring them up the coffee table legs into the cheese with cheese in a hole in the center where they are guillotined. Auger and Lozo said their creations are just extensions of TV nature programs showing animals hunting in the wild. But Krolwich fretted about the dangers inherent in giving robots a taste for meat. Well, I guess that's good enough for our show today, and thanks for listening. Have a great day, great night wherever you are. See you next time. Bye.